Stop 4, Red Maples. The marked railing continues on the left side of the boardwalk. We'll stop now at a red maple tree. How does this bark texture differ from the bark of the black birch? Can you feel the lenticels on this red maple? Probably not, because this outer bark is much thicker and bumpier. The best way to describe the bark of red maple is variable. The bark of red maples is the most variable of any of the New England trees, ranging from very smooth to extremely rough to the touch. The texture of the bark is somewhat dependent on age, but often varies from tree to tree. Feel the trunks of the labeled red maples to compare the variability in bark textures. It seems that no tree can have just one name. Red maples are also known as swamp maples because here in the northern states they often grow on the border of freshwater marshes, atop hummocks and bogs, and in low wetland or river floodplains. Like other wetland plants, red maples can thrive with wet roots. But don't be fooled. Some wetland plants can grow only in wet habitats, but the ubiquitous red maple can be found growing in uplands as well. This is a deciduous woodland, meaning most of the trees are broad-leaved and will lose their leaves each autumn. Here in this deciduous woodland, there is always something going on in every season. In spring, the sap is running and the tree buds are swelling, getting ready to burst open with this year's new leaves, flowers, and twigs. Red maples sport beautiful red flowers in spring. In summer, these hardy trees are visited by songbirds who seek shelter among the branches. As its name implies, the fall foliage of the red maple is sometimes red or scarlet, but some years this name is misleading and the tree is dressed for fall in brilliant yellow or orange. Throughout the fall, these colorful leaves float down from overhead, gently carpeting the boardwalk. Red maples are adapted to winter by going dormant. Taking the season off helps them to retain valuable water, store precious sugars, and perhaps suffer less damage from heavy snows and drying winds. In winter, more than in any other season, we are able to see a tree's graceful form whole, observe its distinctive branching patterns, and notice details such as bark texture. Now take a moment to inhale deeply. What do you smell? If you are visiting in early spring, you might catch a familiar scent and wonder if a skunk is nearby. Don't worry, it's just the aptly named skunk cabbage growing on the other side of the vernal pool. If you're visiting in summer, you might smell flowering shrubs and other woodland plants that are attempting to attract pollinating bees and bats with their enticing fragrances. In fall, after the vernal pool has dried up, you might catch the scent of organic matter decaying. The buildup of dead leaves and other organic matter will provide nutrients for the vernal pool inhabitants next spring. In winter, while your nose tingles from the cold air, you might smell the fragrant needles of the nearby evergreen trees or the leaves of the hardy sweet fern. As you travel to the next stop, enjoy the many smells and textures that can be found along this trail. On your way to stop 5, there will be a bark texture display on the left-hand rail. Here, there will be several types of bark to touch, smell, and compare. Can you tell which is shagbark hickory, maple, black birch, and oak bark?